I'm glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning and glad to welcome our visitors and our guests. We're glad you're here and hope we get to see you again soon. Jump right into all our announcements today. Start with our music dude, Jimbo Wright. So you will see in your Go and Serve an announcement about helping to load the truck this coming Friday. Because of the play, we're doing it earlier in the day. I know that excludes many of you who will be working, so that might mean an encouragement to those of you who do not have jobs to come and help. We were blessed this week with over 300 pillows that get to go, along with the 250 duvet covers, and it just goes on and on and on. But anyway, it's exciting, and we're trying to get all that down there, and that's 2 o'clock this Friday. Janet Boatwright's going to talk about Love One Another Appeal.
Y'all remember
We're also drawing near to our time for Family Promise, and Shannon wanted to speak briefly.
Good morning. I want to let you know that the volunteer board is out front, and you're going to see some faces of families that have walked through our doors that have been successful through Family Promise. So I've gotten their permission to have their pictures up, but it's always nice to put those faces with those that we have helped through Family Promise. We do have three families currently. We also have a waiting list of families to get into the program. So we are in need of volunteers. We're especially in need of male volunteers, seeing that we do have a couple of fathers in the program as well. So we will be hosting from the 17th of March to the 23rd. If you find that you are available for an hour or two during that time, it is greatly appreciated in order to help these families get back on their feet. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shannon. And here's Jonathan.
You say that like you're not sure if it's a good or a bad thing.
That is, remains to be seen.
Well, first I wanted to share the amount of money that we raised for both the Hope Pantry here at the church and Meals on Wheels. I'll break it down by team. So we had $129 in I know I'm not the biggest Patriots fan. We had $121.05 in the Rams bucket, $34 in the Saints bucket, and $11 for the Chiefs bucket, which brings us to a grand total of $295.05. So we're going to divide that up. I think one will get an extra cent than the other because you know, splitting it by cents is a little tricky. Then today for 4 through 11 year olds, we have an event right after church. We'll spend some time with the music dude, and then we'll have some food and some activities. It'll end around 1. Next week, the youth, or there's the 11th and 12th grade LCY winter retreat down at Iowa Palms. So 11th and 12th graders will be going down there. And then after that is the ski trip. So that's something that's coming up. And then some of the youth will help with the Coral Scholars Gala, which I encourage all to attend.
Thank you, Jonathan. Finally, I'll just tell you, for those of you who've been here for a number of years, Nan and I attended an ordination yesterday, and someone else who was at the ordination was Maggie Rourke. So it was good. Those of you who've been here a long time will remember Maggie, and she sent you all her greetings. Let us prepare for our worship.
Thank you.
Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who creates us and forms us, who redeems us and calls us, who unites us and sends us. Amen. Gathered in God's presence, let us confess our sin. Mighty and loving God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We seek our own way. We divide the body of Christ. In your mercy, cleanse us and heal us. Let the words of our mouths, the thoughts of our hearts, and everything that we do be filled with faith, hope, and love. Hear the voice of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim release to the captives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I proclaim to you that your sins are forgiven and you are released. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are yours forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of God and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. God. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Most holy God, the earth is filled with your glory. And before you, angels and saints stand in awe. Enlarge our vision to see your power at work in the world. And by your grace, make us heralds of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. seated. And with the children, please come forward. All right, good morning, everybody. Have you ever been to a party?
Yes.
You like parties?
Yes.
And parties usually have things like what?
Cake.
Cake. Oh, that's good, candy. Isn't it? And candy. And what else?
Candy.
What? Balloons. That's right. That's what I brought to show you today is a balloon, a yellow balloon. And I brought this to show you because I knew a lady that was going to throw a birthday party, and she had a little daughter named Mary. And so she was actually was out in the yard blowing up balloons for the party because they were going to be all over everywhere. And she realized she needed another balloon, and she had left her balloons back in the kitchen. So Mary was standing right there, and she said, "Mary, would you go get me a balloon?" Have you ever done an errand like that for your parents?
Yeah.
Something like that. So Mary went back to the kitchen, but she had not been listening very well. So she got to the kitchen, and she couldn't remember what she was supposed to bring. And she thought about it and thought about it, and she remembered that the end of the word kind of had "oon" on it. So instead of bringing a balloon, you know what she brought? A spoon. Now, do you think her mother could blow up the spoon?
No,
that's not going to work, is it? It's important to listen, isn't it? Today you're going to hear the Apostle Paul talking about that he heard the message about Jesus, and he passed it on to other people, and they passed it on to other people. And to do that, we listen to the story about Jesus, we listen to how much God loves us, and we listen carefully, and then we tell other people about how much God loves them too. So that's what I want you to remember. Yes, Karai? Can I blow the balloon up? Yes, I have the power to do that. Yes. Pastors are full of hot air, and I could blow this balloon up really easily. No, I'm going to hold up because I don't have enough balloons for everybody. I just have one. So I'm sorry. Well, I can't give you this one. I'm sorry. No, we're not blowing up. We're talking, remember? No, because see, we're talking really about the spoon. We're not talking about the balloon. We're talking about the spoon. And we're actually talking about listening to Jesus and listening about Jesus. So that's what I want you to remember today. Let's have our prayer, please. Dear Jesus, thank you for telling the story of you to us. Help us always to tell others of all your love for them and the grace you have for us all. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
First reading is a reading from Isaiah. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The pivots on the threshold shook at the voices of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me. I am lost, for I am a man with unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." And he said, "Go and say to this people, keep listening, but do not comprehend. Keep looking, but do not understand. Make the mind of this people dull, and stop their ears, and shut their eyes so they may not look with their eyes, and listen with their ears, and comprehend with their minds, and turn and be healed." Then I said, "How long, O Lord?" And he said, "Until cities lie waste without inhabitant, and houses without people, and the land is utterly desolate, until the Lord sends everyone far away, and vast in the emptiness in the midst of the land. Even if a tenth part remain in it, it will be burned again, like a terebinth or an oak whose stump remains standing when it is felled. The holy seed is in its stump." The word of the Lord.
Oh,
The second reading is a reading from 1 Corinthians. Now I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaimed to you, which you in turn received, in which also you stand, through which also you are being saved. If you hold firmly to the message that I proclaimed to you, unless you have come to believe in vain, for I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so do we proclaim, and so you have come to believe. The word of the Lord.
Jesus says, follow me, and I will make you fish for people. Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Billy Bob and Jethro decided to go ice fishing one cold winter day. They arrived at the lake early in the morning, cut a hole in the ice, and dropped their lines in the water. After fishing for a few hours, Billy Bob had caught dozens of fish, but Jethro hadn't gotten even a nibble. Jethro asked, "Billy Bob, what's your secret?" Billy Bob answered, Jethro said, "What did you say?" And Billy Bob said again, Jethro tugged at his ears and said, "What was that again?"
And Billy Bob said, "You got to keep your worms warm." Maybe that is the secret to fishing. I don't know. But I'll bet that wasn't what Simon Peter thought. And I'm pretty sure that when Jesus talks about fishing, worms isn't the bait he's talking about either. There are all sorts of fishing stories, but one of the most fascinating begins in our gospel reading today. We know this story, particularly the part where Jesus tells some fishermen to let down their nets one more time after a fruitless night of fishing. They must have thought he was a lunatic, this preacher who was trying to tell them how to fish. But they did it and caught so many fish, their nets began to tear. Then Jesus told them that from then on, they would fish for people. And the scripture closes by saying that they brought their boats to shore and left everything, including the fish, and followed Jesus. It's a fascinating story, a story that tells how God sometimes breaks into our lives when we're minding our own business, a story that tells how God can take our ordinary things like boats and nets or whatever tools we use on our jobs and transform them into something that reveals God's glory, a story that tells how God can take ordinary folks like you and me and transform us into disciples of God's kingdom. But there's even more to the story than that. I want to point out something that I said at the very start of this sermon, although you probably missed it when it came by. I said that this fascinating story begins in our gospel lesson. How it ends has something to do with us. There's no doubt that when Jesus calls these disciples, he's calling us too. There's no doubt that when Jesus invites them to fish for people, he means that's what we should be doing. There's no doubt that we ought to be out there spreading God's word, letting God transform who we are and what we do in order to reveal God's glory. It's called witnessing. Telling people what God means to you. So maybe we ought to think about that fishing image just a little bit more. Maybe if we take a closer look at fishing, we might learn a little more about how we go about fishing for people. A good fisherman has got to have a lure. A lure, of course, is something that coaxes and invites the fish to bite. And for us, that means we should invite others to come. And it's not enough to let our lives do the talking for us. The actual invitation is important too. How about come to church with me on Sunday? I'll pick you up on my way. It's that simple. Another essential for a fisherman to have is a fishing license. The license gives the fisherman permission to fish. Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations." You see, we have more than a license. We have more than permission. We have a command. Perhaps the most basic of equipment need not be overlooked either. Depending on the kind of fishing you plan to do, you've got to have a boat or at least hip waders. The point here is real simple. To catch fish, you've got to go where the fish are. And what that means for witnessing is that it isn't something that happens here, but something that happens out there, in the world, in business, in our day-to-day contacts and conversations, out where the fish are. And that leads directly to one of the best fishing techniques called trolling. Trolling means to let the line out into the water and then let the boat move slowly through the water, pulling the line and the lure behind. And what that means for witnessing is that as we move through our day-to-day lives, we ought to live out our faith so that it trails out behind us and entices people to take notice and to follow. Another essential thing a fisherman needs to have is a line, the thing that connects the hook and the fisherman. As we witness for God, we need to make sure that our line to God is intact. One of the most essential ingredients of witnessing is prayer, our line, our connection to God. And we ought to be sure that it's the strongest line available. Finally, the most vital piece of equipment for the fisherman is a life preserver. As witnesses, as Christians, Jesus is our life preserver, and we ought to be tied unshakably to him. This isn't hard. It's easy to talk about something that's meaningful to you and that you're excited about. Most fishing stories involve some exaggeration, but I'm not stretching the point here. God wants us to do this. God wants to transform us. God wants to reach out through us with the good news of Jesus. And that news has been entrusted to us. It's the most vital message of existence. Today, let's get busy. Today, let's go fishing. Amen. Asking for me to follow, sweet Lord, you have looked into my eyes, kindly smiling, you've called out my name. On the sand I have abandoned my small boat. Now with you, I will seek other seas. You know full well what I have, Lord, neither treasure nor weapons for conquest, just these my fish nets. For me to working, sweet Lord, you have looked into my eyes, kindly smiling, you've called out my name. On the sand I have abandoned my small boat. Now with you, I will seek other seas. You need my hands, my exhaustion, working love for the rest of the weary, a love that's willing to go on loving. Sweet Lord, you have looked into my eyes.
smiling, you've called out my name. On the sand I have abandoned my small boat. Now with you I will seek other seas. You have fished other waters. You, the longing of souls that are yearning. O loving friend, you have come to call me. Sweet Lord, you have looked into my eyes, kindly smiling my name. On the sand I have abandoned my small boat. Now with you I will seek other seas. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead, the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Thank you for this time, Lord God. Thank you for this time of worship, for this time of being together, but especially for this time of being near to you. Keep us wrapped in your arms of love. Fill our hearts with your warmth and joy, and be near to us always. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty King, everywhere we look, we see you. Help us to experience you even more. Open our eyes to see you in everything. Be in our heads that we might learn more of your way. Be in our hands that we might reach out in your love. Be in our hearts that we might more and more become like you. Lord, in your mercy, forgive us, gracious Savior, for the many ways we fail to be your children, for the wrongs we have done, for the good we have failed to do. Forgive us. We count on your mercy, O God. Lift us in your love and be with us as we start again. Lord, in your mercy. And now, O God of comfort and compassion, be with our brothers and sisters who are in need. Heal the sick. console those who mourn. Change the lives of the poor, the oppressed, the outcast, and the alone. Be with all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace. Thank you.
God
of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts for the world, signs of your gracious presence. In Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our
thanks and praise. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, O holy God. You are the life and light of all. By your powerful word, you created all things. Through the prophets, you called your people to be a light to the nations. Blessed are you for Jesus, your Son. He is your light, shining in our darkness and revealing to us your mercy and might. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his preaching and healing, his dying and rising, and his promise to come again, we await that day when all the universe will rejoice in your holy and life-giving light. By your Spirit, bless us and this meal, that refreshed with this heavenly food, we may be light for the world, revealing the brilliance of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Kingdom, and the power and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. We thank you, O God, that you have fed us at your banqueting table with bread and wine beyond compare, the very life of Christ for us. Send your Spirit with us now, that we may set the captive free. Use your gifts to build one another up, and in everything reflect your glory revealed in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
How are you?
Good. I hate to ask, but Clemson was fun. California was fun.
For Jordan, yes.
For Jordan.
Very much so.
He's in the band, right?
Right. This is the first time he got to fly, so that was interesting.
Oh, that's fun.
So, yeah, they definitely have a lot of music.
That's fun.
Got to see some of the San Francisco.
And I'm not crazy about it, but I'm glad he had fun.
I agree.
I had a good time. That's fun. Have a good day.
You too.
I don't need it anymore.
I know, me too. I need it.